Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Ren. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
I'm so excited to be here.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Ren and I am an author. I've been so fortunate to have been writing fiction for young adults and children since 2011, which really taught me everything that I know about this industry. And I've just written my debut thriller for adults. And as someone who consumes so many true crime podcasts and reads so many thrillers, it was probably inevitable that I'd eventually write about a serial killer, which is what I've done.
So talk to us about like this writing journey for you. Like when did where do you get started? And then how do you transition to this, like taking this passion of true crime into writing your own serial killer romance? Serial killer, like, you know.
Romance, yeah.
Romance.
So when I read thrillers and I consume true crime, I'm always interested in the sort of lone wolf mentality mm-hmm. of serial killers and their ability to manipulate others around them. And I guess that's why you hear so many people say after somebody's committed a heinous crime, they seem so nice or there were no red flags. And it's really hard for us kind of average people observing this to understand the mentality of a serial killer, right? Because we all in ourselves feel some degree of connection and empathy for others. And so from there, the idea began to manifest for a character who was maybe not a lone wolf and who was perhaps part of a family. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know if a family of serial killers, so siblings in this case, could truly have love and loyalty for each other, and or if they'd turn on each other in the end. And I guess that's where this idea really began, the early spark of it.
Mm-hmm. I love this. And so talk to us about true crime. Like when did you get started to fall in love with the genre? Was it serial or was it something else? Like, you know,
I think I want to say it probably began when I was little. It was back in the day, it was Unsolved Mysteries.
Ooh, right? Yeah.
And I would always be scared because it was growing up in the 90s. There seemed to just on the news be an epidemic of little girls getting snatched off their bicycles. And so me being terrified pretty much every time I left the house and wanting to think about, OK, how can I be safe? I don't trust anybody. Right. And eventually in college, we had my roommate and I. We had Investigation Discovery. I think that was the only channel we got in our little dorm. And so we both just would watch so much true crime. And now we live in the glorious age of podcasts. There's a podcast for absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And it seemed to be that I wanted to know the stories of the people that were involved in these crimes. And you hear about a victim of a crime and all you get is maybe their name and what happened to them. And you know, they were so much more mm-hmm. than that while they were here. And these podcasts in particular really go into the full story of, you know, who all of these people were and the all the facets and the theories and the components. And it just really brought me into that world of learning about people I would never meet otherwise and kind of getting into the mindset of people I can't empathize with. And all of that just, I find it really fascinating in a strange way. It's kind of, we share a planet with so many people, right? And some of them are truly scary. And in some weird way, it's almost like knowing what happened and kind of understanding the mentality helps us to feel a little bit more aware of the world around us.
Yeah. And so talk to us about what are some of your favorite podcasts? Because as a podcast listener, we're always looking for something else. And, you know, whether are there niche podcasts based on geographic or murders or like specific areas you look for?
There's so many. One of my favorites is Stephanie Harlow. I know she does a couple. One is under her name, Stephanie Harlow, and another is Crime Weekly.
I know there's Bailey Sarian, Wondery, the Wondery podcasts. They just produce so much. Mm-hmm. I don't always necessarily know the specific name of each podcast, but I can just, I know if I go to Wondery, I'll end up somewhere yeah. really interesting. Yeah.
I love this. All right. So what can we expect next from you? Like, are we expecting more romantic thrillers or more thrillers or, you know?
I don't know. I hope so. I've written a lot of young adult in my life and a lot of books for children, which I would eventually like to get back to someday.
Yeah.
But right now I'm having written this particular thriller took so long. It was, I want to say, about a 5-year process of knowing I wanted to write a thriller. Mm-hmm. And then there are so many different types of thriller, right? There's kind of a cop thriller. There's a really dark, gritty thriller. There's more of kind of the fun mystery solving thriller, so many different types. And I feel like in the past 5 years, I've tried all of them. Mm-hmm. And I have a really honest and really direct agent who will say, no, this isn't working. Or this isn't your voice. You're trying to do something that I don't think you're going to pull off the way you'd like to, you know? And so to eventually settle on this particular book where it's kind of a dark, but also weirdly romantic thriller mm-hmm. was a lot of fun. And it was a journey of really finding my voice in this genre, coming from a completely different, more lighthearted world mm-hmm. of children's fiction. And I definitely would like to play around in this area a little more and see what else I can come up with.
Well, there's the world's your oyster. There's a whole world out there of like, you can either go with like the circle of falling in love romance, because there is a niche for that. And then there's also a niche for, you know, the husband did it, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, so I think you have a great, bright future, you
Thank
know.
Thank you so much. There is definitely a lot to the husband did it genre for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's like it's everywhere, like honestly, even like this week taking, you know, the Alex Murdoch trial, like husband mm-hmm. did it, like mm-hmm. we already knew that, you know,
the husband did it, but it's almost like in such a bizarre way.
Yeah,
right. You watch the old Dateline episodes and you in the first 5 minutes you're thinking, okay, I know exactly what went down. Yeah. But there's an hour between now and then, so let's see what else happened. There is always yeah. some kind of really crazy twist.
Yeah, you know, the twists and turns, and that's what makes the story so unique and so much fun. So mm-hmm. to watch as an escape, not for real life, but mm-hmm. an escape. So
absolutely.
What kind of books do you tend to read?
You know, I read everything. I really love young adult fantasy. Mm-hmm. I love just high fantasy in general, like the entire Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. I love a good contemporary. I love romance. I love thrillers. These days, it's been a lot of thriller, and I really like the thrillers that aren't necessarily too gritty and dark. So El Casamano, for example, and the Finley Donovan books, where they're thrillers and you know something's about to go down, but at the same time, it's this woman kind of balancing her really kind of crappy ex-husband and all the stuff he puts her through, and then kind of a new romance with somebody else, and then somebody gets killed and she just finds herself in the crosshairs. You know, I really love a book that's not too depressing at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But I also really love books that reflect human nature in an interesting way, where I can look at it and say, oh, I could see this happening. This is a work of fiction, but I can see how this might go down.
Yeah. And so do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
So I just finished a book. It came out a couple of years ago, but it's called People Like Her by Ellery Lloyd. And I found this really fascinating because it's about an influencer. So an Instagram influencer, and she's got sort of a mom blog mm-hmm. and she just posts, you know, she's become a brand. And so she's posting about having a new baby and having a toddler, and everything is hashtag whatever she's selling that week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, there's a dual narrative where there's just some unidentified person who's watching her and doing these, like, increasingly escalating, where they get the family gets separated from their toddler briefly at the mall.
and you find out that this woman briefly just kind of took their toddler into a random store and gave this toddler a toy and then, you know, unharmed, left her there. The parents were reunited, but you see that this woman, this narrator, this woman is capable of anything. And it really makes you think about the world we live in today. Mm-hmm. Where everyone, we all, if we're not influencers, we're followers. We all have somebody we follow. And to what extent is what we're seeing almost like the new Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
Because it used to be that we watched TV and we knew everything was fake, but now we have Instagram and what part of that is real? And then on TikTok, right? It's so much of us being spectators in other people's lives. Yeah. And I thought this book did a really good job of showing kind of how this can benefit somebody. This can really make, you know, millions of people feel heard and seen and understood. And then how it can really also be damaging.
Yeah. Oh, I had this book on my TBR because I have a thing for influencer, especially influencer culture, like how, you know, it's like it's a topic conversation and look at fiction. So I'm definitely adding this to a TBR because it's definitely fascinating to be like a follower and like knowing like there could be a stalker around you. Mm-hmm. You know, stalking looks very different now that it looked like, you know, 10 years ago or 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no more peeping Tom, you know, on like all your updates and all those different things and, you know, geotagging and telling you, you're telling us every detail about your life.
Even if you think you're not, you are, because that was covered in this book too, where they never said where they lived exactly, where their kids went to daycare, but it was not hard to find.
Yeah. So, Ren, tell us where you can find you online.
So I am on Instagram at Lauren DeStefano, author. And I am on, I have a fan run Facebook account. I don't run myself, but I believe it's Lauren DeStefano Fan on Facebook.
I love this. Thank you, Ren, for being on the show.
Of course.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.